Go look up. Thomas Jefferson was an antichrist. He took a penknife and he cut the words of Jesus out of his Bible. He did not believe Jesus was God. He did not believe in the miracles of God. But yet they got him on a rock and they adore him.
George Washington.
George Washington was a deist. Do you know what George Washington, what a deist is?
Why do you say that?
What is a deist?
Why do you say that? What is your
because it's proof in his writings.
He also had Holy Spirit visions that led to the foundation.
Did he? Really?
Yeah. You know what? All of that, I don't buy that one bit. He also
it's
did not have...
Continental Congress.
He also... It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. All that stuff can be... It can be of the enemy, too.
Yeah, exactly.
George Washington was a deist. He believed, like, let's say, like, aliens would come. Aliens, it was God to him. Create you. And then they leave. And you go... Creator, and they go, nah, we're in the other galaxy. We don't really care what you do, how you live. A deist is like, I created you, but I don't care about you. I don't love you. That's not my holy father. That's not the savior. He cares. And this is a beautiful thing. Let me share something with you. This is awesome. Islam, New Age, Buddhism, Hinduism, they're all doing this. What am I doing? Reaching up to God. I got to do these things with witchcraft. I got to do all this stuff. What did Jesus do? Came down and joined us. So none of us can say, you don't know what it's like to not look at a woman in lust, to not want drugs, to not get drunk, to not be angry. Jesus goes, I've done that all, and you can do it. You can overcome. I've overcome the world, John 16:33, if you're willing to walk in my ways and overcome. So the answer is, what you're saying is all true. But the fruit that you do that, the fruit that he's in you, he said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you're a vine of Jesus, abide in me. There's your faith and works, and there's your not once saved, always saved. Abide. Abide means remain. I can leave my marriage. I can leave my faith in God. So abide means remain. He said, you will bear little tiny fruit and be like the world. No. He said, you will bear much fruit. Isn't that awesome? And so he gives us that ability to do all those things. And you need to test yourself. Again, if you're like the world, 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, sports, football, the military, politics, entertainment, movies.
I'm in the military.
Okay, so the love of the Father is not in you if you are loving the things of the world. In the whole military conversation, you email me, you call me, we can have that talk sometime. I'd love to. I'm not saying all military would be sinful, but I'd like to preface...
God uses me in the place.
Hold on. I would like to preface that with some other discussion, but that's not for time and place here. You can call me sometime. We can talk about that. But you can't be of the world. The military causes you to live and act and dress and talk like the world. It does.
But you can't.
It does.
You can't reach those people if you're not in the...
That's absolutely not true. Look at who I'm reaching, and I'm not like anybody. People are listening to my voice.
I'm going to listen to you because see what you're preaching.
Yeah, but see, I don't need to go into the church system and be corrupt like them to reach them. We're supposed to... Let me ask you a question. If you saw a bunch of people in quicksand, oh, we're going under, help us. Hey, hold on. And you run and jump in with them. What's going to happen? You all go down. What do? You go, I used to be in there. Hold on. You throw them a rope from the outside, and the ones that want to get spared get pulled out. You don't get in with them. That's why you don't go to worldly church. That's why you're not part of the world. You have to repent and come out of the world. And test yourself. Holy means to be, anybody? Holy?
Set apart.
You're not holy if you're like the world. You're not. You're not. I used to be very ungodly, unholy man. I know the difference. Oh, do I know the difference? And I never loved anybody. I could have cared less. I'd be hunting, fishing the rest of my life and getting drunk. Why would I care about you guys? But God puts a love in you for him first and then for your neighbor. That's why I do this. I travel. I don't take people's money. I support myself. I live in a van. I love it. We love it. My wife loves it. We sold everything we own. We had a beautiful homestead. We sold everything we own. How am I going to meet you guys sitting on my porch in the homestead?
Exactly. You got to invite us in.
If I knew you, I'd invite you, but I got to know you first.
You don't think any churches bring people to Christ then?
Biblically?
Yes.
Name one.
Transformation Church.
Where is that?
Out of Tennessee.
I'll look them up. I can tell you right now, my experience with churches called Transformation, they're worldly, they keep pagan holidays, they have a false gospel, but we'll look that one up and we'll do a testing of it. In what town?
I don't know what town it is. I just watch them online.
Watch them online? Transformation Church?
Yes.
Watch them online?
And
you
I
said
this Holy Spirit led because I felt this. I've seen
well, we don't go by feelings. You don't go by the feelings of the Holy Spirit because the NAR and the fall, you mentioned apostolic. The NAR, the word of faith, has been following feelings and doctrines of demons for years. They have. This uncontrolled tongue talking, not of God. This healing all over the place, not of God. God can do miracles. but he does it through holy, godly people. The prophets, what did they have to be before God used them?
Righteous.
And what else? In their truth.
Yeah, well, wasn't the disciples?
They had to be perfect. What if a prophet did anything that wasn't true? What happened to him?
What about Jonah?
They stoned him. God dealt with Jonah, and he had to repent. Then he went to Nineveh and called them to repent. So see, God never hides the sin of godly people. But name one godly man in the Bible that didn't repent. I'm waiting. That lived in his sin.
You have to repent every day. Though.
That lived in his sin. You have to repent every day if you sin. You don't have to sin every day.
Are you saying you don't sin anymore?
I don't sin every day, no, sir.
Wow. All
right. You don't believe God, do you? Jesus says he can help you overcome sin.
I believe it's perfect. It's possible.
I want to ask you a question.
No, I don't believe in sinless perfection, but I believe you can leave sin to the point where it no longer has rule over you. Romans 6:16. Ready? Whoever you serve, sin unto death, righteousness unto life. My life is serving righteousness. My sin level is way down here. I can still sin if I choose it. I choose not to. That's a lie. You can avoid sin.
Does Billy Graham have credibility?
Billy Graham is the biggest false teacher that ever lived. Once saved, always saved. See, he'll walk away. He won't listen to the truth. Billy Graham said there's more ways to heaven than Jesus Christ.
How do you baptize? Acts 2:38? What is the mark
well,
of Acts 2:38?
Jesus said baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have a question. Who is that?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. So whether you baptize in Jesus' name or Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's all three. There is three. Three in one. That's another topic I'll discuss with you if you email me and we go through the gospel and everything more. There is three in one. Look at Jesus' baptism. Father, Spirit comes down, sees my son. Three in one. You're probably into modalism. That's very popular in Pentecostal. You got to repent of that. I got articles on that. Look up my teaching blog. Look up three in one defended. Look up modalism. I got articles on all this stuff. I don't teach this stuff because I don't know it.
It's got to come out of the Bible. I mean,
it is right out of the Bible. I use scriptures and rightly divide them. I just told you. Here you go. Ready? You ready for this? Ready for this? Modalist. I love you. But modalist believes in one. I'm going to ask him a question he cannot answer. And this will change his life if you follow this truth. Ready? Who's us in Genesis?
Us.
At creation, who's us? If he's just one by himself, who's us? Us is plural. So if there's just one, how can it be us? If I'm just standing here by myself and I go, hey, us, and they go, wow, you're by yourself. Us is singular. Us is singular. And then later he talks about us. You need to go. See, that's not a good answer. Who is us? It's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But he
is all three, and he can separate himself. He can be united. It's a very, very deep concept. The Bible is very clear. Look at his baptism. Look at many, many scriptures. Three in one is solid. It's not Roman Catholic doctrine. That's the biggest lie you've ever heard. It is in scripture. My articles take you right to scripture. All right? Anything else? Oh, I'm going to go back to preaching. I really appreciate talking to you guys. I love you in the Lord. Test yourself to the Word of God. If I got anything incorrect, email me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have true brothers striving in the things of God, but you must repent. You got to come out of that. You got to come out of Crossview. I'll put a testing up on Crossview. Look for it. You got to come out of that too. Jesus said you must worship me in spirit and truth. There's no other way. God be praised. We love you.
Nice hearing you.